Oh yeah, at PGC the audio was so fabulous in that little studio. It looked like it was like a dungeon to be in there. You look out the window and you're looking into a bricked stairwell.
Yeah, it was
because you're on the side of a hill.
Yeah, the building was built into the side of the hill, so the side of the station where the studio was actually subterranean, and the window was ground level where you'd park your car.
Yeah, exactly. And I think part of the magic of the station was you didn't have that intimidation of feeling like you're in a big city. When I worked in L.A., I'm on the 11th floor looking over the Cinerama Dome.
Yeah,
the Cinerama Dome, and you look down into downtown L.A., and it was pretty intimidating. But that was not. It was like being in your closet or your garage playing radio.
Mm. Well, by the time you got there in 77, they had been in that building for 12 years in 65, and they would only last another 3 years before they moved out of it.
Right, and they moved over right off the freeway in the belt.
Kenilworth Avenue, Greenbelt.
Greenbelt. See, I knew there was the word belt in there. Yeah, Greenbelt.
When you came back, had they moved to Greenbelt?
Let's see. I got there under two different occasions. They were building the building, and it wasn't completed yet. And then, let's see. Yeah, it finally was completed. I remember the studio, you look out the windows, and they had ports that were, I don't know how deep they were, 24 inches or something like that. And bulletproof glass and all that. And the studio was the quietest studio I've ever been inside.
So you did work in the Greenbelt studio?
No, I didn't. I ended up leaving just before they moved into it. Just before.
Well, then you saw that studio that Smitty built.
Oh, it was fabulous.
It was the best studio on the planet.
I remember the control room door when it was shut, it would just sort of, it was like a safe door. It'd go shh. Slip yeah. into, and it had a corrugated kind of rubberized edge to it. I know this. You could have something turned up nice and loud in there, and when that door shut, you would turn and kind of go, "Huh, I think we're off the air," because it was totally silent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There was no resonating wall or anything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, quite a place.